This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we'll talk about where the Pirates are, where the Cubs are. And especially want to talk about the pitching matchup, because a former Pittsburgh Pirate is starting tonight for the Chicago Cubs. But let's look at the standings right now. The Pirates, 34-30. They were a game ahead of the second-place Brewers, who were 34-32. The Brewers don't really seem to want to win the division, and they came off of a series sweep to the Oakland Athletics. They got swept, against the Oakland Athletics. So that makes you feel a little bit better about the series against the Pirates. Like, I mean, I guess the Pirates could have won more. And, you know, we all wanted them to win more. But the fact that the Brewers got swept by that same A's team makes you feel a little better. And like I said before, in the series after they beat the Pirates, the A's are not out there to lose. They're not, the individual players at least, are not trying to lose. Maybe management's putting them out there with the intention of losing. But no, the A's, the individual players aren't out there trying to lose. So the fact that they've continued their hot stretch, they've won six in a row, they're doing what they want to do, which is to put together wins. And that was bound to happen eventually. So the Pirates kind of ran into that, which is unfortunate. But so do the Brewers, which is great. So we celebrate that. But anyway, the Cubs, in relation, are 28-37. They are 6.5 games back of the NL Central lead, 6.5 games back of your leading the division, Pittsburgh Pirates. So, good. Those two teams kind of buried. The Cubs and the Cardinals buried right now toward the bottom of the division, and the Reds are kind of coming back. They're 32-35 right now, 3.5 games back of the division, so they're in striking range right now, which makes it ever important for the Pirates to win this series against the Cubs, because if the Cubs were to sweep this three-game series, just hypothetically, then they would, you know, be back within 3.5 games of the division lead, and who knows where the Brewers and the Reds will be by then. So the Pirates have an opportunity today and in this series to start the week to bury the Cubs further down. They did it against the Cardinals with a three-game sweep. I don't think that it's realistic to continue to expect sweeps from or against division opponents for the Pirates. But this is a series right now where the Pirates want to bury the Cubs, and they should want to bury the Cubs, because losing this series, they lose a lot of ground in the standings. Because the Cubs and Pirates immediately impact each other, which means the Cubs could continue to crawl further up. And that's not even considering what the Brewers and Reds could do in that time, because they're both within striking distance, and a series loss to the Cubs puts the Cubs back in striking distance of the division lead. So I can't stress enough how important that this series win is for the Pirates, because it'll keep the Cubs away and it'll keep them buried toward the bottom of the division. And the Pirates can start to bury teams now if they play them head-to-head. And remember, the Pirates are playing the Brewers, too, after this series against the Cubs. They're going to Milwaukee to play the Brewers. So right now, the Pirates directly impact where teams are. And when you're in first place playing division opponents, you're essentially burying the team further down in the standings when you're in first place. And that's exactly what the Pirates want to do. That's what they did against the Cardinals. And the Pirates' sweep of the Cardinals contributed to them being 8.5 games out of first place now with a 27-40 record. They can do the same thing to the Cubs, they just got to win the series. So the starting pitchers for both teams, Luis Ortiz for the Pittsburgh Pirates, the scheduled starter tonight, going up against Jameson Taillon, former first-round pick of the Pittsburgh Pirates in 2010. Jameson Taillon, I always love to remind people of this. If you don't remember the 2010 draft, remember when Bryce Harper was a big deal? Well, he still is a big deal. I will say that. He's a multi-time MVP winner. You know, he's still a notable player. Of course, I didn't mean any disrespect to him. But Bryce Harper was taken number one overall by the Washington Nationals in 2010. Manny Machado was taken third overall by the Baltimore Orioles. Pirates had the second overall pick in the 2010 draft, and the Pirates drafted Jameson Taillon. Now, I know that, you know, he beat cancer, and he was never a bad guy, but I always just like to remember, like, it seems like they were guaranteed stars to come with Machado and Harper, and in the middle of that, the Pirates got Jameson Taillon, who, you know, struggled with arm injuries. And it's just, you know, just makes me sad because I feel like I know what the Pirates could have had. But Jameson Taillon, nice guy. Still, though, just never really panned out with the Pirates. Had a couple good years with the Yankees. And going into today's game, Taillon, 1-4. One win, four losses on his record through 10 games. He started all 10. And he has an ERA of 7.02 with a whip of 1.54 over 42 and a third innings pitched. So Taillon struggled this year, and there's no reason to think that he couldn't continue to struggle. The Pirates just, they got to get to him. But he's a pitcher that you certainly can get to. Unfortunately, though, Luis Ortiz still a little bit uncertain for him this season. He started 5 games for the Pirates in the majors this year. He's a 1-2 record with a 4.23 ERA. So a couple pitchers that are still looking to establish themselves. Pitchers who haven't quite been electric yet or super effective. So this is a statement game for both pitchers. I mean, Jameson Taillon, I'm sure he doesn't want to lose his 5th game of the year now. So I think it's possible that he could come back and he has a little more motivation to do well, especially against a former team. But the Pirates just got to, you know, smack him back into where he's been all season. And if they do that, they can win this game. Again, it's super important that they win because, well, you're in first place. If you win games, you're going further up the ladder in first place and you're burying the team, the division opponent beneath you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.